This world's a treasure. It's been telling us to leave for a while now.
Your daughter's generation will be the last to survive on Earth. You're the best pilot we ever had. Get out there and save the world.
Everybody ready to say goodbye to our solar system?
To our galaxy.
Here we go. Down fast, don't we?
Actually, we want to get there in one piece.
Okay, here's the deal. Christopher Nolan follows up his record-breaking Batman franchise with Interstellar, a film that takes place in the not-too-distant future where humanity's days on Earth are numbered because of a blight that has wiped out most food crops. NASA sends a small group of astronauts to a distant galaxy to find a new world to colonize. Interstellar is definitely a big-screen movie, and if you're going to see it, catch it on the biggest screen possible. There's a lot of brilliance in the movie in terms of powerful visual effects and some extremely ambitious concepts. However, Nolan once again is too ambitious for his own good, not quite hitting the mark on everything he tries. The space scenes are awesome, but the characters are weak and the plot is cliched, not nearly as deep and complex as it wants to be. Parts of the film are epic, while others crumble under their own weight. Still, for holiday blockbuster spectacle, Interstellar gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.